Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweetest talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar!
Yeah, what up, y'all? It's your boy, P.I.B. here. Sugar. Brown sugar. Brown sugar. Sugar.
Hello.
Ah, there you go.
Hello.
You here.
All right. Yay. We are in action tonight as we watch the Vote for Change election unfold right before our eyes. Y'all better get caught tonight because it's on. It's popping. I'm looking at TV One, and I'm going back and forth between CNN. And so I am truly excited tonight, truly excited. And I just want to say I hope all of y'all got out there and voted because I know that our polls have just closed right now in Nevada. It's 7 o'clock. And I'm just truly excited, truly, truly excited. PB, what are your thoughts right now?
No, I don't know. I don't know because, you know me, I'm a person – I don't know because I'm not a nervous person. You know, I don't crack under pressure. You know, it's a lot of people that I talk to, a lot of my friends and stuff, they saying that they're nervous. They just nervous. But you know me, I'm calm.
Uh-huh.
I'm collected, and I just know what's going to happen. I mean, it's here.
Right, okay.
Here. Y'all just have patience. You got to have patience.
Okay.
Breathe.
We got
to get
deep
breaths.
I'm watching, I'm praying, I'm just truly, truly excited. And so speaking of prayer, y'all, I don't normally do this, but I want to say a quick little prayer for Barack Obama before the election unfolds. So those of you who are with us, please bow your head as we pray for the change we need. Heavenly Father, we just come before you asking, Lord God, that you let this election, God, go ultimately in the path that you know is best for America. Lord, we do pray and we ask, Lord, that you please give Obama favor, Lord Jesus, and that is your will. Heavenly Father, Lord, you see the circumstances that America's under. You see how the economy is. You see the foreclosures. You see the job loss. Everything that's taking place, Lord, we just ask that all this be in your will, Lord, and that we come back stronger than ever. We don't pray only for Obama. We ask covering over his family, his wife, his children. We know his grandmother just passed. Heavenly Father, we just truly are grateful for this historic moment that's taking place tonight. And we just want to thank you for everything that's happening. And, Lord, we just say we love you and we praise you. And I'm just so excited to be a part of history unfolding. Amen. So y'all be kicking it off with prayer tonight. And I am just so excited. I really am. You know what? Because I just feel in my spirit that he's won this. However, it's still a lot of room for change. So we just got it. I noticed on TV One, they continue to say, be cautious. So, I mean, what are some of the rumors or some of the things that you've seen on TV there locally, PB, in Arkansas?
You know, to be honest, I can't really say because I, myself, personally, I don't really watch Arkansas news. I've been watching MSNBC. That's my favorite news channel.
Oh, okay.
I love it. MSNBC is kind of pro-Obama. They're always on Obama's side. For those of you who kind of watch the Fox News Network, I'm sure y'all are familiar that they're kind of more on the McCain side. They're always trying to point out the negative stuff about Obama and stuff like that. To me, MSNBC is kind of fair. They kind of they don't just go all the way Obama, but, you know, they kind of like want the people to see the truth. And
right.
So, you know, I haven't really been hearing anything. I've been watching MSNBC. I see that the roads in Chicago are filling up. Like, the people are waiting for Obama to come. And
man,
it's just crazy.
It's off the chain, ain't it?
I just pray and I just hope that the Lord just watch over Obama while he out there giving his speech, and that don't nobody try to pull nothing crazy. That's all
that's
I pray.
Okay, that's why I'm praying.
Nobody
that
do
okay.
nothing crazy.
Okay.
Nobody do nothing crazy. Hold it down. Hold it down.
I don't know that one scripture. I don't know it offhand, but it's the one, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so that's the scripture I want to send for his entire family, you know, and just certainly uplift them in prayer and God bless them. Because this is truly a moment of excitement. Now, for those of you who don't know, PB is watching the switchboard for me, and certainly he's going to interrupt me if you see anyone that calls in tonight. I'm sure it's going to be an excellent topic. As the election unfolds currently at this moment, I believe that Obama does have the lead, okay? However, we still have to wait. You know, the West Coast polls just closed. Then we have to wait on Hawaii. So it could very well be in the wee hours of the night until we find out who is the president of the United States. So I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, but then I said, you know what, God, ultimately whatever happens is your will, you know. But I truly believe that it's Obama's season. I really do. He has a lot in his favor. And people that have never voted before are out there voting. And that's what makes this even more exciting, is to watch the people who never really cared or never got involved in politics are actually, you know, really doing what we got to do. I just got a text message from a girlfriend of mine saying that we're winning so far as 202 to 134. I don't know how accurate that is. Certainly I'm going to keep it locked on the news station.
I'm recording a 207 for Obama and a 129 for McCain.
207. Ooh, Jesus.
And he only needs 270.
Wow.
And almost there.
Almost
there.
Okay.
I'm
out
the champagne.
Okay, you look, we were seasoned at work today. We was like, look, we're going to bring some sparkling cider up in here and pop it. That's what's up. Oh, my Lord, God is so good. I'm thankful that I'm alive to witness this. You feel me? I'm thankful that I was able to be involved in such a huge, historic moment in history. I mean, this is just mind-blowing to be able to witness something so huge, you know? It's funny because my daughter, Kiki, she wanted to go with me to the polls this morning, but I got up really early because I wanted to kind of get in and out, you know, before the lines got too long. So I let her sleep, and she got up this morning, and she was just kind of like, Mom, you know, kind of disappointed that I didn't take her. And it was so cute. She had made Change We Need Barack Obama signs all throughout the house. And so I'm telling you, I wish I had a YouTube, a little camera I could put on YouTube, or, you know, just pictures I could put on our homepage for Brown Sugar Radio, because these signs are adorable, absolutely adorable. And I posted them all throughout the house. And I just said, baby, you know what? Next time I'm going to take you with me so you can see what it's all about. But that's just amazing how even the kids are getting involved. They went to, I think it was nickjr.com, and they allowed them to vote. Did you see that, PB? How they allowed the children to vote on nickjr.com,
yeah.
And
yeah,
Obama had won. Did you see that?
Yeah, I seen it.
That was way cute. So we will see what's happening so far. Any listeners that's in the chat room, I want to say what's happening, what's going on with you. Certainly we appreciate you listening. And our archive listeners, I know we have more archive listeners than actually live, but certainly we appreciate each and every one of you. For those of you who want to get in contact with PB or myself, you can reach us at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. And y'all know that's sugar, S-U-G-A. Any questions, comments, or suggestions that you have for us, certainly
okay, now,
you can hit them.
Now,
yes.
Not to cut you off, but what time exactly are we taking phone calls? Because I see we have some callers that's filling up the lines already.
Wow.
I guess this show right here is going to be a topic that just everybody want to get in on.
They want to get in where you fit in. And I ain't mad at you. Let's go ahead and take the first caller because it's about to be on it popping on Brown Sugar Radio. Let's do it.
Okay, our first call coming from the 602 area.
All right now.
Hey.
602, you're on the air with Brown Sugar PB. What's happening?
Brown Sugar, this is your cousin Darren representing the 602 in Phoenix, Arizona. Even though this is a McCain state, you know where my vote was going, straight up on Barack Obama. You know what I mean?
You feel me?
That's right. I'm changing the red to blue. So I feel real good. And
How was the polls, Darren?
Well, you know, in Arizona, he's probably gonna win because this is his home state. But I'm watching CNN now, and he's messing them up, you know. Obama's kicking his butt, and I feel like in the morning we're going to have our first black president.
All right, number 44 in the house.
I feel good about it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Kerry, I think, was it Al Gore? A lot of people think, you know, and it should be this way. You should win your state.
However, remember
in 2004, Al Gore got embarrassed when Tennessee didn't vote for him. You feel me? And Arizona is teeter-tottering back and forth.
You never know. And you know what? I'm going to see you on Thanksgiving. So I just want to holler out to you and your producer over there on the line and tell y'all doing a good job.
All right. Yeah, PB is my co-host. PB, this is my cousin Darren, also known as D-Rock.
That's right.
D-Rock.
So y'all doing y'all thing over there, man. So I'm going to keep an eye on the TV, and we're going to see what happens. And, you know, y'all have a good show tonight, and I'll be tuning in on the next show to get my two cents in then, too.
That's what's up. All right, cuz. I love you. I appreciate you calling in.
Hey, 602 all day. You know what it is.
All right. That's what's up. All right, let's grab the next one, PB.
Okay, now, y'all going to have to give me some of that Thanksgiving food y'all talking about now. Y'all talking about Thanksgiving stuff. Y'all going to have to get me some of that.
All right. That exit, look.
Okay, we got a call from the 623. Yeah, 623.
Hello. 623, you're on the air with Brown Sugar and PB. What's happening?
Hello, this is Obama Mama in Arizona calling in.
Yes, all right. Yeah.
Obama Mama is here.
This is Sugar Mama, my mama, y'all. That's what's
up. She's Obama's mama.
Obama Mama from Arizona. Arizona is checking in for Obama. Let it be known, we got brothers and sisters with black skin in Arizona who love Barack Obama.
Okay. Get it, Mama.
We started voting at 6 o'clock this morning, and we still voting in Arizona, okay?
Okay. So, Mama, when you went to the polls this morning, was it long lines or people complaining about votes?
No, it took me less than 30 minutes to vote this morning. This Obama Mama represent, okay? It was easy to vote today.
Okay. All right. That's it. Well, hopefully Arizona is still teeter-tottering. We haven't got no results as of yet, right?
Well, regardless of the outcome, let it be known that it's black people in Arizona, and we love Barack, okay? We are going to make history with the popular vote. First black man in American history, from the cotton fields to the White House. Black is beautiful. Black is smart.
Black
is me. Hallelujah, black.
Okay, I'm so
black
excited.
Is back.
Are you gonna cry, Mama, when they say it?
I'm gonna celebrate. But this is Obama Mama in Arizona, and I'm gonna watch the news. I love you all very, very much.
Thank you, Mama, for calling in. I appreciate the love for Brown Sugar Radio.
I love you all too. Keep up the good work,
Mama. You remember PB, right? My co-host.
Hey, Mama Sugar.
Hi, baby.
All right then. Well, we appreciate the love, Mama. Keep it locked, and we're going to keep praying for Obama.
Yeah, we're going to pray that he have a prosperous presidency, a safe presidency,
protection,
and that his family be blessed, and that the nation be blessed, and we come together as one people, united people, black, white, yellow, and brown, because see, our skin is still red, okay?
That's right.
Underneath the skin, the blood is red. The skin might be brown, black, yellow, but we still got red blood. So I'll talk to you later.
Okay, all right. Talk to you later, Mom.
Bye.
All right, PB, let's keep it rolling. Any more callers on the line?
Okay, I think that was it. But, Sugar, real quick, let's talk about your experience when you went to vote. Let's talk about you when you hit that polling this morning. Like, how did you wake up? Like, did you just wake up, like, happy, excited? Like, when you woke up this morning, like, how did you just get up? How did you start your day?
You know, I was excited. When I got up, I was so excited. I was like, wow, here I have a chance to make history, and I'm involved with it, you know. And so I got up, and like I said, I was rushing because I wanted to make it to work. You feel me? And so I just was so excited. I was afraid it was going to be long lines. It was actually nice. You know, the line, it was a nice size. It wasn't too long, too short, but it moved quickly. So, you know, I got in line, and I showed my little ID, and I was just like, you know what? I prayed again. You know, I'm always praying. I prayed again before I voted, and I was just truly excited because I said, you know what, God, I believe that your will, you know, is going to be done. And so I am just ecstatic here because I truly believe in my heart that Obama's going to win. I really do. If he don't, I'm telling you, we was joking at work, it's going to be a riot up in here. Rodney King, too, what?
Oh, goodness.
Huh. So,
oh, goodness.
I'm just so excited. But did you vote today, TB, or you did early voting?
I actually had a chance to do early voting. Me and a friend, we piled up and we made sure we got down there, and we were misled when we first got there. When we first got there, I talked to the little lady that was directing the line or whatever, and she was like, oh, yeah, they're probably not going to be here long, probably like a good 10, 15 minutes,
right.
You know.
Right. Uh-huh.
And we was in that line, and I'm here to tell you, it was longer than 10, 15, 30 minutes. We was in that line probably like an hour. And then so many times it crossed my mind, like, oh, we going to come back tomorrow. But I was like, nah, I better go and do this today.
Okay.
And so.
Now I'm looking at CNN. Go ahead. I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm looking at CNN and they're showing the Latino votes. And they're stating how last year Bush had over 40% of the Latino voters. This year, Obama has over 67%. That is a huge deficit versus McCain. So I'm just like, wow, how impressive, you know, that he's really reaching out to the minorities. And it's wonderful. I'm glad that he's a minority in itself because that just really speaks volumes for the minority, you know, and just the history of itself is just mind-blowing. But did you take, I know you had kind of laughed and joked with us, PB, about you gathering up all your friends and y'all all going together. Tell us, how did that turn out?
You know, it was just crazy because, you know, I have to say that it was a good thing that I actually didn't go to vote alone because I'm telling y'all, once you get in that line and that line is so long, you don't have nobody to converse with, you don't have nobody to talk to, and nothing like that. It could get boring, but, you know, actually, me, y'all know me. Those listeners on the show, y'all know me. Y'all know I'm a talkative person. I talk a lot sometimes. And so, you know me, I can just get there and just get the run in my mouth. And, you know, the time went by so fast. But, you know, it seemed like when we just got to the end, like when we actually got up there, like when we was probably like the fifth or sixth person in line, it was just like, come on, I'm ready. Because I had just woke up. Like, it was crazy because, like, I had just woke up not too long ago before we decided to go vote. So I hadn't ate. I haven't had anything. You know, I just woke up, got dressed, and bam, let's go vote. Wasn't expecting the line to be that long, but you know, I'll say when you go on the vote, definitely take somebody with you because it'll pass the time. You'll have stuff to talk about. You have time to laugh, grin, you know, catch up and stuff like that. And so it was a great experience. You know, I got in there, didn't know how to work the machine. The guy showed me how to work the machine because I'm a first time voter. I didn't know nothing about it.
Okay.
Everything worked good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got my little sticker. I voted today. Have you?
Now, do you have, I got a sticker too. I was so proud of that sticker. Are they offering any type of free incentives for voters in Arkansas?
You said what now?
Are they offering any type of free incentives for voters in Arkansas today? Like, you know, you get a free coffee or, you know, a free discount on this or whatever.
No, I don't know nothing about that right there now.
See, in Las Vegas, all of the Starbucks, if you take your voter sticker, you will receive a free Starbucks coffee, and then also, too, you get free show tickets to see George Wallace, who's a comedian out here in Las Vegas.
Yes, yes. Very funny.
Okay, yes. So they got, and they probably have a few more. Those are only two that I know are legit as of now for all of my local listeners out there. out here in Vegas, certainly you want to go ahead and take your I voted sticker to Starbucks and make it do what it do. So I am just truly excited just being involved, like I said, and making a change. Let your voice be heard. Hawaii, I believe, is the only one still open. Everybody else. Actually, if you get in line, I was told here in Vegas, if you're in line by 7, you still have the opportunity to vote. They'll still honor your vote, long as you were in line by 7 o'clock. So just imagine, PB, there's still people that are in line that have not voted yet. They can't close the polls until they have actually gotten every single last person that has stood in line. All right.
Okay, Sugar, we have another call real quick. Let's take this call.
Hey. All right.
We have a call from 870.
Hey, how
what
you
up,
doing?
What up, what up?
You was crying at the polls?
What's happening?
Also, was you crying at the polls?
Yeah, we looking at these polls. My eyes are glued to this TV. You
no, they said, were you crying at the polls?
Oh, no. I thought you said, you looking at the polls? You know what? I'm telling you, I watered up. I so did. I watered up when I was voting. I was like, oh, Lord, this is such a historic moment, and I'm part of it. I so was.
You know
I'm
going
to cry if he wins tonight, too. You feel me?
I hear you. You know what? You caught my interest when you were talking about your child wanted to go with you. When my mom, when I was younger, my mom used to take me all the time to vote with her, and that just, it was something to do. I mean, I never even questioned it. When I turned 18, I went and registered to vote, and I've been voting ever since. And I think that's something that we as black people need to do, take your kids with you so they can know what it's about, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, my kids, they all into it. You feel me? I even got them reading books on Obama, you know, so that they can understand and know, you know, his, where his path, where he came from, and how he is where he is today.
Right.
You know, and it's important they get involved. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you're
absolutely right. So, what are your thoughts so far as the election unfolds? Are you excited, nervous?
I wasn't nervous at all day long until one of my friends started calling me and was like, oh, it's getting close, it's getting close. I'm like, so now I'm just on the edge of my seat.
Oh.
I can't wait because, you know, I'm from Arkansas here.
And, all right, now.
This is a Republican state, but we've been representing.
I know that's
okay,
right.
So one of my questions, what happens if Obama don't win tonight? Like, what happens?
It's going to be a ride up in here.
How do you think black America will take the loss if we don't win?
I have no idea.
That's something y'all don't even want to think about.
I don't even want to go to school tomorrow if he don't win. I don't even want to go to school.
I got a coworker. She said, if Barack don't win, I'm moving out of America. She said, I'm packing it up. I'm going to Japan.
I do not want to go to school tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go to sleep tonight if they still don't have the results, or are you staying up until you find out?
I don't know. It depends on how late it is. I can get them to about like 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Huh. Can't say it, I'm gone.
It's a wrap. Girl, I ain't going to be able to sleep. I'm too excited. I got to stay up and see. Long as it ain't nothing foul going on. Like last year, remember we had to wait like a week. Not last year, but the last election. We had to wait.
Oh, yeah.
A week. Was that dirty or what? It was just crazy.
See, I wasn't that into it last time because I knew it was going to be something like that going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like the whole Bush family, they some crooks. That's what I feel like personally.
Uh-huh.
I knew it was going to be something like that. It was going to be something like that. And
I
then
heard
here
that
we go again with Florida.
Yep, I heard that in Georgia. They just said on TV1 that some of the voters were concerned because their votes had gotten ate and up, like the paper. Well, I don't know why they're still using paper anyway. But right now, as I'm listening, they said they're concerned with fraudulent activity of their votes being destroyed. They were frustrated. So just got to keep your eyes open and continue to watch to see what happens. There's got to be some way that they compensate them. You know, they both shouldn't just not count.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all now, Barack Obama is ahead in Florida. And if Barack Obama wins Florida, I'm telling y'all, y'all might as well go and go to bed, because it ain't going to be no way that McCain coming back from that one. That's going to be a great loss, and so I think it's going to be a wrap on him.
Yeah. Well,
right now, 51-48.
I'm going to go.
This is, oh, now.
All right, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, 870. They just stated that Oprah and Stedman has appeared at Grant Park in Chicago, Illinois, so they feel like it's a wrap. Oprah then came out. So we will see.
Big O in the house.
She ain't playing. She is not playing.
You know, something I got to say, though, real quick, though, is that I was very shocked. Hold on, let me do shout-out. I've been doing shout-out, and I skipped it. Y'all forgive me. Blame it on my mind, is not my heart. I got to take it to church. Blame it on my mind and not my heart. Okay, not for real. Okay, let me go down the list real quick. We got to shout out Miss Poetic D. Real talk, real woman. Oh, my bad. I was going to say women. Woman. Okay, we got to shout out House Thoughts Exchange. And then Brown Sugar, of course. Shout out to Brown Sugar. Now, all y'all that's listening, I'm running the host board, the switchboard. So if y'all want to talk to Brown Sugar tonight, y'all got to make sure y'all call in. Talk to us at 646-716-8697. Y'all call in, top it up with Sugar, because Sugar PC is down. It's undergoing maintenance. So your boy TB is holding down the switchboard. Y'all got to call in. Y'all got to call in if y'all want to holler at Sugar.
But you know what? On that thought, real quick, before I forget, you know how they always say give people their flowers while they live it. So I want to give you this, PB, while I'm thinking about it. I want to let all my listeners know that I have the best co-host in the world. Without PB, this show would not be rolling right now. Because your girl, Brown Sugar's PC, is out of commission, okay? And he has been there for me. And I want to say thank you, PB. I appreciate your loyalty to the show. He is there for me anytime I need him. He be laughing and joking with me, but he there for me. Down and out on some real talk, he is there for me. And I appreciate that, PB, keeping this show rolling. So I'm
making
I have to give you your flowers.
I'm making these petitions.
Okay. Y'all holler at us at 646-716-8697. Let us know your thoughts on this historic event. Tell us if you had any problems at the polls. What's happening? What's on your mind, y'all? Let it loose on Brown Sugar Radio. We're going to go to a commercial break in a couple of minutes, so certainly call in. But before we do that, I have my children, and they're going to tell you some Obama facts, all right? So we got Turtle first. On some Obama facts, okay? Come on, Turtle. Let's read it. You're going to tell our listeners some Obama facts. All right, y'all. This is my son. Hold on one second.
Okay, hey, it's me, Turtle. I was about to say the first thing I learned about Obama is that he graduated from Columbia with a degree in political science. And in 1985 and 88, he does organizing in Chicago, visits Kenya, enters Harvard Law School. And let's see. And in 1990, Obama becomes the first African American president of the Harvard Law Review. And then in 1991, Obama graduates from Harvard Law Review. In 1991, Obama graduated from Harvard with honors. And the last thing I learned was that he became a civil rights attorney in Chicago, and Barack and Michael Obama were married by Rev Jeremiah, our way to Trinity, United Church of Christ, the home church in Chicago. That's what I learned about Obama.
All right. Round of applause for Turtle. Now, we got to get our sound effects back in action. Okay, and now we have part two coming from Peanut, who is my other son. Can you hear me clearly, TV?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, because I hear an echo on my end. I was hoping it wasn't on the radio show. Okay. All right, Peanut, part two. Okay. All right, y'all keep it locked. Here's some more Obama facts. Okay. Okay.
Yes, that's 1996.
Right here. Okay. This is what I learned about Barack Obama. 1996, wins election for Illinois State Senate, where he served for 7 years. Obama welcomes the birth, 1999. Obama welcomes the birth of his first child daughter, Malia. 2000, runs for U.S. Representative from Illinois against Bobby Rush, but is trounced in the primary by a 2-1 vote. 2001, Obama's second daughter, Natasha, is born. 2004, elected U.S. Senator for Illinois, address the Democratic Convention to wild applause. Thank you.
All right. Yay. All right. So, at this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Unless, do we have any callers on the line, TV?
We do have callers on the line.
So, we take a quick, shucks. I'm looking at the time. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to do a full commercial break. PB, just do a short commercial break. Y'all certainly keep it locked. Don't go nowhere because this topic is hotter than fire. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss Cherry, checking in with Brown Sugar Radio. Y'all know what it is. Tune in.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show.
On Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop. And R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
All right, we are back, and we are watching the Vote for Change election unfold before our eyes, and we have some callers on the line. PB, let us know what's happening.
Okay, we're going to go to 347 real quick. New York!
Uh-oh.
What's up, people? What's tackle lacking?
What's happening, 347? Who's calling?
Do the J5! Do the J5! Do the J5!
If you don't know, you better ask somebody.
All right now. You watching the election unfold before.
Yeah, well, I'm watching it. I mean, see, you can't watch anything else in New York City. All the channels are blocked.
Look, y'all holding it down, I see, for Obama in New York. Y'all doing y'all thing out there.
Well, first of all, New York New York City, New York State is a Democratic state anyway. I mean, the Jews, the white people, and the Republicans are trying to do whatever they want, but this is a Democratic state, so, you know. So to all the white Republicans listening,
J5, a hot mess.
Okay, now hold up, real quick. You know, J5, I thought you were against Obama at first. What happened? What changed?
No, I didn't say I was against him. I didn't say that I wasn't a big Obama fan, but I will vote Democrat from now to eternity. You know, but I'd rather have Obama than have McCain in. But
did you
I will
did
say.
You vote today?
Hell yeah. But I will tell you this, though. If Obama don't win, I would never, ever vote again in my life. You would never see me vote for anybody else.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people said today at my job.
Okay, so J5, if Obama wasn't the Democratic nominee, who would you want to see the Democratic nominee?
Well, personally, anybody but Al Sharpton.
But
oh, no.
The man with the perm.
You don't need Al. See, Al's crazy ass in there. If Al was president, man, yeah, he would get shot.
You are too much for me.
But personally, I would have hoped that Bill Clinton could have ran again. I mean, Bill is white, but Bill is a light-skinned black man. That's what I call him, man. Bill is a light-skinned black man.
Mm.
I would have rather had Bill.
Oh, my goodness. Real quick, hold on. I got to report this. Obama so far has Florida by over 300,000 votes. Wow. It was 3 million people. I was trying to read the statistics, and they then went on to North Carolina.
But you know what I can't understand is Georgia, the state of Georgia has the highest percentage of black people in the country, and only 30% of the black people came out and voted. That's why
more white people go in Georgia than black? Because that would have an effect on it.
Yeah, no, Georgia only had 30% black people who came out and vote. Only 30%, and Georgia has the highest population of black people in the country. Second highest is D.C. The third highest is New York City. And the fourth highest is Florida.
Uh-huh.
Georgia, only 30% came out and vote. That's why he lost 65%, about 47%. Georgia didn't come out to vote.
The blacks maybe they were
home.
Underage or had felony.
No,
you know, they maybe know something that caused them to
Georgia.
Not vote, you think?
That's New York City. The black people with the felony, that's New York City.
Okay. What was the deal with T.I.? I know, PB, you were kind of breaking it down a bit. Let's go over that. He thought he couldn't vote because he had a felon, and then there was some kind of law or something that allowed him to vote. What happened with that?
Okay, now this is basically how it goes. If you are convicted of a felony crime, the time during your felon, you cannot vote. But once you are off of probation, you can definitely go back in and vote again. You can re-register to vote after you get off probation. You can go back in and re-register to vote. And Sugar, real quick, we have thought we had a call. Looked like they hung up.
Call back in, please. I know we probably had them on hold too long. Listener, whoever you were, please call back in. We'd love to gain your opinion on the election, and we'll pick you up right away, okay?
PB, also realize this. PB, he wasn't prosecuted yet. He wasn't prosecuted. So you can be on trial for a crime, but if you're not prosecuted, then you can still go out there and vote. So he got lucky that he wasn't prosecuted. Now, his trial, believe it or not, trial date is November 14th.
Just in time.
But if you notice, he cannot leave the state.
Okay.
He has to stay in the state. Wherever he is, he cannot leave.
Ooh.
R. Kelly, he's a different story right now. Because R. Kelly, he has been brought up on charges. He has been prosecuted. But he wasn't prosecuted for the child molestation charge, for the rape charge.
Right, did they let
charged,
him go?
I'm sorry?
He got dismissed, right? The charges got dismissed?
Those charges got dismissed, but he got prosecuted on making authorized adult films.
Okay.
Because you know that making an adult film like that is still illegal in this country.
Wow.
But for that charge, they gave him probation. He had no jail time for that. But R. Kelly can't leave the country. And that record will stay on his record for life. And R. Kelly got a 5-year probation. So that means if he fucks up, I'm sorry for cursing, if he messes up any kind of charge with 5 years, he will be going to jail. And they're talking about 5 years.
Okay.
So.
Okay, it looks like this caller called back in. So we're going to take them real quick. J5, hold on real quick. Okay, we got a call from the 870 again. 870?
You're on the air with Bob Sugar and PB. What's happening?
McKay all day, every day.
What's going on?
McCain all day, every day. McCain's blood. McCain or blood.
First of all, let me ask you, what's your
ambassador? I'm just playing. I'm just playing, PB. I vote Obama.
So what's your
ambassador?
Okay.
You know
so if you don't mind me asking, what's your nationality?
Oh, I'm the same thing Obama is.
Oh, and you voted McCain? So, like, what was the experience
I was just
like?
Kidding, PB.
So, like, how were you in the line? Like, how did you feel as an African-American woman standing in the line to vote for John McCain? How did that make you feel?
Okay, well, we're going to keep lying then. All right, well, in the line, I felt good. I wasn't saying. I had my Sarah Palin t-shirt on, and I was like, what? It was a couple of black folks that mugged me.
You are sick.
But deep down inside, they voted McCain, too. Women lie, men lie, numbers don't.
I'm just
look at the numbers. I'm from Arkansas,
curious.
That's lit up red.
Do you
can you say KKK? Can you say Ku Klux Klan?
Okay,
Ku Klux
I'm not doing
this.
I'm not from that part of Arkansas, she from, y'all.
Wasn't no chicken George. It was all the white men.
Lord,
uh-uh,
so,
so I'm gonna go back here like Brown. That's a hot mess before Jesus.
Oh,
I'm looking at this. And this is just all wrong, y'all.
It's just too much.
The whole South is red. That don't make no sense.
It's bubbling, yeah.
The whole South is lit up red. Somebody's wrong.
I am done. I'm done.
Is it still lynching down there? What? What's happening? This is ridiculous.
They is cheating. That's what's happening.
They killing me in the South.
They lynching the straight what?
I am truly shocked at Georgia. Okay. I'm shocked. I can't believe Alabama. I can see them going red, but Georgia, I can't believe it.
Uh-oh, A7. I'm taking Georgia. I gotta thank A7. I'm gonna call and get her on out of here because she is on his great trip.
Okay, well I'm gonna call him again because my friend needs to talk. So I'm gonna be back.
Yeah, we got 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I'm calling right back.
You
called out
that girlfriend.
That's right. Vote McCain all day, every day. If you're looking for a change, vote McCain.
Uh-oh. She got to go.
Hang up on her. Woo. All right. We got any more listeners? Any more callers on the line?
We give us slavery. Okay. Vote McCain.
J5 is tripping.
Vote for McCain.
We're about to slow down right now.
Oh, goodness. Y'all is tripping.
We closing up early. Look. Brown Sugar Radio. Wow.
If you want to get hung by loose, McCain.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's some real talk. How she said the entire South is red. Are they still prejudiced out there? I mean,
I would have to agree.
That's crazy.
I have to agree with that right there.
That is crazy. The entire South, they don't want to.
Well, wait a minute. I ain't going to say that now.
Not all of them.
I ain't going to say that's the case. I'm not going to say that's the case. You know, to me, I can't necessarily say that because what we are forgetting is that the states are, like, these states are usually red. They're usually red states. So, I mean, we can't just
that's
say it's because he's black.
Blue. Florida normally red and they blue. So what's up?
Y'all need to quit playing that race card. It's 2008. Y'all cut that out.
Hey,
what's real is real.
Hey.
You feel me?
We got any more callers on the
phone? There's 8 states who haven't called in yet. Obama only has, out the next 8 states, he only has to win. For him to wrap it up, if he wins Colorado and California, those 2 states have the next most delegates. If Florida, if he wins Florida, California, all that he has to do is win a 3rd state, and that's it. So out of out of the next 8 states, put it like this.
Golly.
If Obama wins the next 3 states, or wins the next 3 out of 8 states, he'll win 279 to 269. So McCain will either come up 1 vote short, or he'll come up 30 or 40 votes short. So the way it is
y'all
right now.
Y'all have got to look to CNN right now. This is crazy. They're showing the Grant. Oh, my Lord. The Grant Park in Chicago, Illinois is jam-packed. I mean, you would swear it's a concert going on up in there. They got millions of people lined up. This is amazing. This is truly amazing. You know, the unity that's coming forth for Barack Obama. Outstanding. Y'all got to check it out. CNN Live. Y'all tune in right now. And
okay,
look at how
good
it is. Yes.
Okay, now we have like 13 minutes remaining. So do you want me to extend the show or are we just going to run this out?
Do we have callers on the line?
Okay, we do have a caller. Let me do some shout-outs real quick in the chat room.
Okay.
Let me shout-out something slight. Shout-out Sound Off. And speaking of Sound Off, we're going to go ahead and bring him live to the line. Sound Off.
Sound Off. What it do, Sound Off? Okay, he ain't live yet.
That last caller you had, wow. Wow.
I think she was playing, because she was
wow.
Like,
"Y'all, I
voted for Obama."
I don't think y'all saw that. I chatted in the chat room. I chatted. Black folks couldn't wait till Obama got in to start this bullshit. Now you're Crenshaw Mafia. Y'all start that bullshit you want to. Obama gonna put that foot in y'all black ass. You better maintain your poise and act like you got the Senate.
What's going on with Georgia, man?
Well, look, I'm just saying, let me say this about Georgia. I mean, what do y'all realize or not? Everybody see the state of Georgia and think, oh, it's Atlanta. Oh, it's the black Mecca. Oh, it's the black city. Man, please, we still got plantation and cotton fields down here. So don't even start that, man. I mean,
did your
Georgia
pack up and leave today?
Do what now?
Did they pack up and leave today, your neighbors? That was scary.
Hey, let me tell you about that. My neighbor was hollering up the day. He was hollering up about 12 o'clock. Harold, are you going to vote? So I was just getting ready to go vote about 12:30. Then took off early, came on lunch break. I said, yeah, boy, I'm getting ready to go now. He's like, all right. So his wife was in the kitchen cooking. So he's out on the patio looking up. I'm like a floor up. He goes, yeah, I voted for Obama. He said, my son Mark voted for Obama. He said, Crystal voted for McCain. So she runs out. I heard you, Mark. Yeah, I voted for McCain, but Obama's going to win. So I said, all right, Mark, I'm getting ready to go vote. I said, check it out. When I come back tonight, I said, I'll come down and we'll watch the results. Oh, no. We're going on up to North Georgia. We still think it's going to be something tonight. So they started that bullshit again, man, and they packed up and left. So, you know.
Woo!
Right, that's crazy, man.
I'm telling you, do you think it's going to be a riot?
I mean, I think it was so lopsided, Brown, in the early going. It was so lopsided. I mean, McCain's kind of closing the gap, but as J5 pointed out, 2 or 3 more states and it's a wrap. I think it was so lopsided. I think that was the best outcome because with it being so lopsided, you know it wasn't a fix. You know it wasn't rigged or anything like that. If this had been too close with McCain right on Barack's tail and then all of a sudden he slid in and won. It would have been the same thing as 2000 again with Bush doing it from Al Gore. So I think this was the best possible outcome. It ended early. It was a blowout. And I think all the McCain supporters just conceded early, even though it's tight now, but it's still a done deal. So that's my take on it.
Okay. Sugar, real quick, let's bring in another A7O real quick. Arkansas is representing tonight.
Come on, y'all. A7O, you're on the line with Brown Sugar PB. What's happening? What's going on? You ain't no McCain lover, are you?
I don't know. You know, I like to vote Obama. Because he's black and I'm black. And I just don't do all that.
Can we just have a moment of silence for Barack Obama's grandmother? Can we please?
All right, let's go. We're going to have 10 seconds of silence. All right. So that was for Obama's grandmother. Bless her heart. Let her rest in peace. And you know what's really sad about this? I was thinking, why does she have to die the day before the election day? She'll never truly know. Well, granted, she could look down from heaven, but, you know, I just thought it was sad that, wow, you know, she couldn't hang in there until election day. So this has got to be an emotional time for him.
And also, being such a big influence on his life, I was reading on the Internet, big, 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 heavy influence on this man's life. So, you know, you would have wished you could have been here to see this, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Caller 870, tell us about your experience voting today at the polls. And PBS, please extend the show.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as I seen Obama and Biden and all of that,
uh-huh.
I just clicked it. But
so you, you didn't feel like anything fishy was going on at your poll or any cheating or anything? You felt it was fair?
Yeah, I thought it was fair enough. I mean, it was my first time voting, so I didn't know what to expect anyway.
Uh-huh. Now, did you guys have electronic votes out there in Arkansas, or was it paper? What was your style?
Yeah, electronic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's good. I think those count faster also, you know, than the old school, the paper votes they used to do. So, okay. And, Doc, did you see anybody with Obama T-shirts on or McCain T-shirts at the polls?
Actually, no, I didn't. Well, you know, yesterday I didn't.
Okay, because, you know, it was rumored that they were turning people away that had an Obama T-shirt on. I don't know how accurate that information is, but I was told they were turning people away that had on the Obama T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, real quick, Sugar, we're going to take this other 870 call real quick. Arkansas is representing tonight.
I see.
Yeah, that's it.
870?
Give us a second. Somebody to put the phone down.
You're on the air with Brown Sugar and PB. What's happening?
Okay, it's the girl again, the one that was tripping. Give me a second.
What's happening?
Black folks, you know, they're a little late. Hold up. That's why I'm
going to say hold on, man. Ain't nobody late. Ain't nobody late.
What's on your mind?
Man. I don't know, man. They going to cheat anyway. That's all. I mean, I voted for Barack Obama, but they going to cheat. No, I'm from Arkansas.
Okay.
And you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm from the part of Arkansas where the little 18-year-old made the plot to kill Obama.
What?
Yeah.
About that.
I mean, you know, it was two dudes, and they met on MySpace, and they made a plot to kill Obama, you know. One was from Tennessee, and the other was from, you know what I'm saying, from Helena, Arkansas, at 23 minutes or something, and it was like, believe it or not, it was more to it than what they put on TV, you know, like, because actually, it's nine more members of that little group that had plot to kill the man or whatever, you know what I'm saying, so, like, voting here.
Uh-huh.
You know, it had to be kind of hard, you know, but I say they're going to cheat anyway. It don't matter, like, for real. Like, I think everybody who think they vote count, like, I think they really don't. I think they go cheat anyway. I mean, I remember 4 years ago, I voted John Kerry. They tell me before I go to sleep, she done won. I go to sleep, wake up, they still count both. Like, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, you know what I'm saying? Here we go again, Florida all over again. And guess what? Coming down to Florida all over again. So,
ain't that crazy? That's correct. But, you know, that's funny you mentioned that because I was just looking at TV One, and they were stating how you really have to use conscience before we jump to conclusion and state that Obama wins. We have to make sure that, you know, we use conscience because any twists can certainly happen. And I do believe that some foul stuff went down in Florida 4 years ago. That's why I'm really shocked that Obama has Florida. At least that's what it looks like. I don't think it's actually in stone.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you got black people like, we can't act right for shit. Cause, like, I know two African Americans that went to jail in Memphis, Tennessee, because Barack Obama lost Tennessee. Like, that was stupid. Like, why? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, they got it all over the news.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I want to throw something in there real quick. You know, we have all the conspiracy theories and that the Republicans were going to do this, they're going to do that. I mean, I fed into it and I bought into that too, that, yeah, they're going to try to steal it. There's no way they're going to let a black man in. I had a caller on my show about 2 weeks ago, and he made a real interesting point. It was like, for them to do it this time, 2008 with Barack, they would have to be pretty damn good because it's one thing to do it when you did it in 2000, 2004. It's like, if you did it in 2000, no one saw it coming. 2004, we just wouldn't believe they'd try to pull that again. But it's like, it's so closely guarded this time. And then you have such a smart candidate in Barack Obama and his campaign that it would be hard to pull the nose over his eyes this time. I'm sure Barack had a team from day one saying, look, if we're going to do this, my main focal point is I want this ran fairly and I want a fair shot at winning this. I don't think they have a chance to pull that this time.
But like, you got to look at, like, people looking at, if Barack Obama become president, it's going to be this great thing for the United States. I mean, me myself, I don't really feel that way, because I feel like for me, if I worked in an office building with a bunch of white people, I would not go to work. I'd quit tonight if Barack Obama become president.
Well, you know the funny thing, we're sitting up here talking about him trying to rig this election. You know the one guarantee that Barack had that this election wouldn't be rigged? We did it. We all showed up. We all came out and voted. If you come out in numbers like we did today and blow McCain out the waters right off the rip, there's no way they can fix it. He was killing this man earlier.
We sold out. You feel me?
Let me tell you
how tight that Obama's campaign was. Someone came knocking on my door on Sunday evening. I didn't want to open the door because, you know, I'm a single parent and I'm kind of leery when a strange man knocking on my door. But I seen he had an Obama t-shirt on. So I went on ahead and I opened the door and I was like, yeah, what's happening? He said, are you, you know, such and such? And I said, yes, I am. And he was like, okay. And so he says, well, I'd like to, you know, let you know where your voting poll is. I said, okay, thank you. I knew where it was. It's at the school. And then he says, okay, well, have you voted yet? I says, no, I haven't, because here in Nevada, we have early voting. So then he says, ma'am, do you need a ride to the polls?
I hope you said no.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Obama said, look, I'll get you to the polls to vote, okay? He ain't playing.
Hold on, but see, like, you know, you out there in Nevada. Hey, I stay right here where they tried to kill him, so ain't nobody come to my door and ask me shit. They stayed away from my house, place. Are you going to Arkansas?
Anyway.
He said no.
Right. Hey, Brown Sugar, TV. Obama is 50 delegates away. It's 220 to 135. You need 50 more, and that's a wrap.
220.
He needs 50 more, but I'm gonna tell you something. He gonna have to damn near get in the boxing ring to get that 50, because I'm telling you. when the West Coast close they polls, it's gonna look a lot closer than we think. And like, that's why I'm telling people, I'm not getting my hopes up. I did it 4 years ago. I went and kissed my mama. I was happy. I kissed my mama, you know, and got up the next morning getting ready to go to school. You know what I'm saying? Got on the college campus. Hey, George Bush done won the president. What the fuck? Now they told me. They told me last night that John McCain had won.
If McCain wins, you won't see a white person in the street for a while. They're going to be like, oh, shit, I want to get killed. You're going to see white people.
If Barack Obama wins, I'm not going to be in the street for a while.
Breaking news.
Okay,
we have
right.
a new president of the United States. Barack Obama has just been elected president, 297 to 139. It's a wrap, people. Over.
The white people.
Now, hey, give yourself a heart attack if you want to. You give yourself a heart attack if you want to. Hey, I got 2 months to live for. I'm glad to see that. But hey, let me tell y'all, black people, something though. Hey, this is not the first time in history, a black man I had that office.
He
got
it. This is crazy.
Hey, it's over.
All
right, y'all.
Hey, what the hell? He dropped that fast. Hey, dude, just saying it 150.
Oh, man.
What a crack is that? I'm sorry.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
we.
All right, y'all.
Hey, hold on. Hey, look. Hey, anybody that ain't at home right now, stay where you at, because them police are finna pull every black man over. Hey, you going to jail tonight. I'm telling you. You going to jail tonight. You going to jail.
Beautiful, Lord.
Hey, you is going to jail. I'm telling you. And please do not go to work anymore. And anybody that got a government job, do not show up. They don't need you no more. It's no longer needed. Because we got a black president for the first time, for a second time in history.
The first time.
Black people, whatever you do.
Is gone. This is beautiful.
On the real, this feeling is unbelievable, man. I mean, we are on live on Grounds to the Radio. Hold on, y'all still forget, George Bush still got two months in the office. He's digging for us black people. He ain't not that motherfucker yet.
George Bush got 2 months to pack that shit up. That's what he got.
Hey, come on, Blue. Hey, we still at war. He's gonna drop bombs on Korea tonight, and Barack Obama would not get that office.
He got it. We're going to keep praying, y'all. It looks, I'm telling you, it says Barack Obama elected president. He hit the 270. Yeah.
He hit the 270. Hey, I'm watching it.
God, it's good. Y'all look at me.
You know,
going crazy. This is beautiful.
One thing we cannot.
I already hear the gunshot. All right, y'all.
A white man already got his nooses ready. He tying them up right now.
We gotta pray that Barack Obama has protection, because you absolutely
right.
White
people at?
They gonna try to come after him. You know, every great leader, Malcolm X, you know, Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? They all killed him. So we gotta continue to pray that his covering, that God protects him.
Yep.
Hopefully now with John F. Kennedy and that thing that happened, you know, that it should be the security should be tighter. And then they also tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan. Y'all remember that? So we just gotta pray that, you know, God's protection is over Barack, because it is gonna be a lot of mad black people. I mean, white people. You know,
yeah. Turn to CNN. Look at Times Square right now in New York City. You got 20 million Negroes and honkies out in Times Square.
Oh, come on now, y'all.
Yeah, 20 million Negroes.
We're going to stop all the racist talk, though. Really, we do. One thing, Obama won 284 to 145.
It's 297 to 139, Jay. It's a wrap. You got 297.
Well, ABC News got 284. Okay, I'm going by what they're showing in New York City.
Yeah. You know, one thing we can't lose sight of in all of this, man, one thing we cannot lose sight of, it's a great night for Barack Obama. But big ups, man, you really got to go back and really just reflect now. You got to go back and reflect on the blood, sweat, and tears of Dr. King, Malcolm X, the whole civil rights movement, because tonight is really just the embodiment of what those people laid their lives down. This is the final chapter of what Dr. King and that whole civil rights movement laid their life down. You can't get to a higher plateau in this, man. And just dig up
stuff,
man.
This is it.
Tell me how you feel, sugar. Don't cry now.
I'm about to cry. God, it's so
good. Don't cry. Please don't cry. Don't cry live on the air. Hold it in. Don't.
Look. This Brown Sugar Radio, this is up close and personal. I'm real and I'm real. I'm about to cry because I'm so happy right now. He did it, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. He did it. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
You got guys are crazy.
This is beautiful. Hey, Oprah crying too. Shoot, if Oprah, okay. Oprah can cry billion dollars, I can cry $5 too.
Okay, we're going to bring 832 to the line.
Yes, yes. Hello?
Isn't this beautiful?
Hey, yes it is. I love you, Brown Sugar. Sound off. Hey. This is Samantha and
Jack.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. God is so good.
God is good,
baby. Yes.
Girl, I'm about to start shouting. Look.
I know.
Y'all is crazy.
Good Lord.
Oh, my gosh. What are your thoughts?
Samantha, you go first. I'm still wrapping my head around it.
All right, come on. Okay. Go first.
Well, like this here. Regardless of what they say, because they got all these ass on some. We require a president with experience. I'm like, where was this experience before when all this stuff happens? This is, it just
right.
goes to show, regardless
right.
of what people put out, when people
yes.
when people want to see what they want to see, people will see what they whatever they want to see, regardless
That's
of the strategy.
Right.
They say, we know good and well, y'all going to talk about some experience. The man of y'all part, the one that did this, was in charge of this stuff, and now y'all want to talk about experience. Them just must have been asleep for the past 8 years or so. Now you want to talk about experience. Like, that. No, they said, people say, won't change new ideas. It's just shows the show. When people
Ooh.
Want to stick together and get what they want,
they can do it.
With hard perseverance and faith and strength and strength and endurance, the end thing can be accomplished.
You
know, one thing I want to throw in right quick before he takes the stage. This is a historical night, and I swear, man, if this cannot bring us closer together and get all the bullshit out of our lives, African Americans, I don't know at this point anything can. If this right here, this one moment, just can't make you go out and love your fellow person, man. And I mean black, white, whoever, you know, but
yeah.
most of the African Americans, if we can't get it together behind this, it's no hope. It's no hope
That's
after
right.
this.
That's right.
No hope.
Uh-huh.
No hope.
This right here is the ultimate. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no excuse anymore.
No.
You know, God has given us a vehicle through a Barack Obama to change our lives. And so now at this moment, there is no excuse for mediocrity or those pity party attitudes. You feel me? I don't want to hear all that. You know, get it together. Because now we have an avenue. God made a way of escape for us that's been struggling and suffering. Ain't no excuse no more. I don't want to hear
that. One of the commentators on CNN, he said something real, real important tonight. They asked him, what would it mean if Barack Obama, you know, for African Americans, what would it mean for this man to win this race tonight? And the man got up and he basically looked in the camera and said, one thing I'll tell you, it wipes out the stereotype that we try to use all the time, oh, the man's keeping us down, oh, the white man this, the white man that. And he basically was saying, you can't use that as an excuse anymore. You can't say, okay, I can't be president of the United States because I'm black.
Right.
I mean, all that stuff is swept away now. It's a wrap.
Yep,
black
right.
people, you
that's
are forced
right.
in a corner to get your shit together. White
that's
folks,
right.
you can't bring these type of excuses anymore. It's
they,
a wrap.
They on the screen, you're smiling and crying along with them.
That's right. They
yep,
cry.
That's right.
Too.
That's right. That's right.
Not sad, it's enjoyed.
That's
it. Ain't no excuse no more. You can't say the white man holding me down no more. You feel me?
Oh, I'm so happy. I have to agree with you. I'm so happy about that. I'm sick of these black folks playing the race card. It's over.
Yeah, that's right.
And we need to come together. We need to stop all this racist attitude. We need to stop all this honking and this nigga. We need to let all that go now. It's over. It's done.
That's right.
That's in the past.
Yes, there it is.
No.
Okay.
You know something? You can say what you want. Hey, no, but about that, you say what you want. But the white people that are racist are still going to go around talking, looking down on black people. Like,
but Jay, how can you say that? How can you say that? Maybe they will turn the cheek now with this and say, okay, let's let it go. You got to pretty much sit back and let's see what their move's going to be. You know, they may be at a point where all I'm saying, Jay, is you got to give whites a chance now just to sit back, absorb this, and see what their reaction is going to be. I mean, they may embrace it and say, look, best man won. You know, let's all get together. Let's love each other to hell with what it was in the past. You got to just wait and play it out, man. We can't go out there and stick our chests out and be like, yeah, we got the White House. It's our world now. Nah, man, just sit back, enjoy this moment, and just let it come. Just let it come, man. Let the love come, man.
Mm, mm, mm.
And see, hold up real quick, if I could just put something in real quick. All the reason I said we got to get past this because I'm looking at the TV now, and half of the commentators on the TV are white, and they're crying.
Exactly.
So, you know, if they're excited to have a black man in there, you know we passed that now. We passed
that's
that.
That's right.
We got to let it go.
I can imagine
a
Democrat in
a
lot of the white
people
like
my
job voted
for Barack. You feel me? A lot of the white people that were at my job were having their Obama stickers on and stuff today. So I do want to say I don't think racism is completely wiped out. We do have some white people that are mad right now. But, that's their problem. You hear me?
Exactly.
There's too many white people in the world that do love Barack and that do love black people. So we can't really stereotype and say all white people are like that because that's not
right.
true. Look how many white people are in the stands right now in Chicago, Illinois, celebrating the first black president. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
So,
If it is
racism, hold that thought sound off. I hear you. If it is racism, it's their problem. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's not for us. They're going to die with their own self-hate. And it's sad because they're not going to experience all of the love that God has for them if they continue to have that closed-up black heart of racism. You know? Go ahead, Sam.
Exactly.
I know you had a thought.
No, what I was going to say is, I said, it didn't take tonight for me to see it. I saw it at the Democratic National Convention. I saw it way back then, you know, just the love from white people, and it just blew my mind that night when I saw Barack speak and give his acceptance of the ticket, and just to see these white people, man, throwing their hands up in the air like they were in church, like they were just the second coming of Christ was coming. I saw it then. I saw it then.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's amazing.
You know, one of the commentators just stated that Barack Obama's story reminds him of the scripture in the Bible that says faith is the substance of the size of a mustard seed.
Mm.
And that's real talk because if anyone has had a harder life, it has been Barack Obama. His father died. His mother died. His grandmother died the day before election day. You hear me? God had a purpose for this man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He was destined to be a leader of this country, you know, and I'm just grateful that he persevered through all of this. He's not sitting up there. He don't have a mama and a daddy right there. All he has is his wife and his two children, you know. It's unfortunate because he's had a lot of, you know, loss in his life, but he still persevered and made it. You feel me?
Yep, through all the attacks.
And you know what's really sad? You know how Joyce Myers used to always say, new level, new devil? It's like someone has to be sacrificed in your life. Someone has to die. Do you notice every time you go to a level of greatness, it's some type of sacrifice that's made?
Right.
And unfortunately, you know, it may have been his grandmother. We don't know what he's all suffered personally. But, I mean, when you look, when Kanye West sold that million the million albums, his mother died shortly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like whenever you go through some type of trial or tribulation, you always have some great test that you're faced with. You know, and it doesn't necessarily always have to be a death. I mean, it could be financially or it could be your own health that's attacked. But, you know, just the bottom line, you know, when you have faith in the Lord and you know that no matter what, even if you're against all odds, looking at Barack Obama, he was against all odds. Ain't no way anybody would have ever imagined a black man to be the president of America.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to witness it. You hear what I'm saying? We were a part of this. That's why I'm so passionate about this election, because we were a part of it. We did this, y'all, together. Obama didn't do this by himself. We pulled together.
Right.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That's why I'm sitting up here crying, because
we made
it happen together.
Last night on the show, I made a comparison. I think now that I see the significance of what's taking place tonight, I made a comparison on my show, which was the most, you know, significant movement in African-American history. Would it be Barack winning this presidency or the Civil Rights Movement marching on Washington? But after seeing what I'm seeing tonight, you really can't compare the two, because it's two different events in two different times. This is our march on Washington. This is our civil rights movement, in a nutshell, our generation, you know.
Yeah.
And you really just can't compare the two, because, I mean, it's just what I feel all over again. All the videotapes and things you've seen from the Civil Rights Movement, March on Washington, bus boycotts, it's all right here. It's all right here. These are the seeds of it, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And the thing about it, too, is remember, too, that and then with his grandmother dying, it did show a testament that regardless of who it is, vote does count. Because with her being in Hawaii, She was able to vote before she died, and because the law in Hawaii, her vote, it counted.
It did, so she did vote. That's what I wanted to know. So you did find out.
They said it on the news earlier.
Yep, her vote did
count. And her vote did count right before. And in the state of Hawaii, it allowed it to count.
Praise God.
God is good.
You imagine this man probably not even having time to grieve, you know, just blowing his campaign trail and just, oh, man.
See, that's how it goes. New level, new devil. It always goes that way. Whenever God has a great, you know, task for you to do, it's like the devil tries to attack you to get off focus.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going on right now. And the great thing about this, though, is that even though I know he's grieving, it made him more human.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying? People could relate to him. You know, it's a lot of people that may not have a mother or father in their life. They don't have that perfect fairy tale family. You look at Barack, he came from a broken home. You know, he was discriminated against. Yes. People laughed at him. They joked at him. They teased him because he was half black, half white, called him zebra, all kind of stuff.
But you know what's funny about that, Brown? Do you know how many people in this country he represents with that background?
In the numbers,
how many people? I mean, he sort of represents the lovable loser. You know what I'm saying? In this country.
That's right. That's why people can relate to him. He is more approachable. You feel me? Well, he wasn't no rich white boy or rich black boy growing up in the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? He had it rough. His mother had to work two jobs, okay, to keep food on the table, and his grandparents helped raise him. We've been studying. My children and I have really been studying on him because I wanted to know the man that I was going to put in office. I needed to know more than just he was black. You hear what I'm saying?
There you go.
This is beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
They got the John McCain is going to be speaking shortly. I want to hear what he got to say. I want to hear Obama, but they gonna have him sitting there live.
Y'all
right
are
now.
Tripping.
I'm just keeping it real. I am so excited. The house is
you know what?
Now.
I can't even hate on McCain. You know what? I can't because McCain did everything he could do to win, but it just wasn't happening. They even got Jesse Jackson on TV crying. I'm done, y'all.
It should have been
me.
I'm
done.
He cried because Obama won.
When he was on TV talking about he wanted to cut somebody's nuts off, he wasn't crying, but now he's balling.
Thanks.
I said, you know, I'm done.
Yeah, that's right. He did say that. But then it was about Obama, wasn't it?
Yeah,
exactly.
But he asked Obama to forgive him, PB. He asked him to forgive him.
Yeah.
I'm finally a black man. Obama won.
Yes,
be free.
Here come McCain, y'all.
Oh.
I got to see this.
Oh, the redneck.
So I'm interested in knowing what he going to say.
Oh, the redneck going to speak? Okay.
Here we go.
There
you
go. There goes Jay.
He's a redneck.
Be nice.
Jalen is a dumb hoe.
Jay, he lost, man. Come on. Let the man lose graciously.
He in Arizona. All right, here we go.
We have come to the end of a long journey. The American people have spoken, and they have spoken clearly. A little while ago, I had the honor of calling Senator Barack Obama to congratulate him.
Yeah, wife was booing.
They booing us. Now
that's
ugly.
Being elected the next president of the country that we both love. In a contest as long and difficult as this campaign has been, his success alone commands my respect for his ability and perseverance. But that he managed to do so by inspiring the hopes of so many millions of Americans would once wrongly believe that they had little at stake or little influence in the election of an American president is something I deeply admire and commend him for achieving.
I mean, he's taking the high road.
This is an historic election, and I recognize the special significance it has for African Americans and for the special pride that must be theirs tonight. I've always believed that America offers opportunities to all who have the industry and will to seize it. Senator Obama believes that too. But we both recognize that though we have come a long way from the old injustices that once stained our nation's reputation, and denied some Americans the full blessings of American citizenship. The memory of them still had the power to wound. A century ago, President Theodore Roosevelt's invitation of Booker T. Washington to dine at the White House was taken as an outrage in many quarters. America today is a world away from the cruel and prideful bigotry of that time. There is no better evidence of this than the election of an African-American to the presidency of the United States. Let there be no reason now.
That's all right.
For any American to fail to cherish their citizenship in this, the greatest nation on earth. Senator Obama has achieved a great thing for himself and for his country. I applaud him for it and offer him my sincere sympathy that his beloved grandmother did not live to see this day. Though our faith assures us she is at rest in the presence of her Creator, so very proud of the man she helped raise. Senator Obama and I have had and argued our differences, and he has prevailed. No doubt many of those differences remain. These are difficult times for our country. I pledge to him tonight to do all in my power to help and lead us through the many challenges we face. I urge all Americans who supported me to join me in not just congratulating him, but offering our next president our goodwill and earnest effort to find ways to come together, to find the necessary compromises to bridge our differences and help restore our prosperity, defend our security in the greatest world, and leave our children and grandchildren a stronger, better country than we inherited.
Yep.
Whatever our differences, our fellow Americans, please believe me when I say no association has ever meant more to me than that.
They need to quit booing.
Yeah.
It's natural tonight to feel some disappointment.
Give them a couple of days.
Right. You know, big ups we got to give, too, to the Clintons, man. The Clintons really delivered.
They sure did, yes.
They really delivered. We got to give a big up to the Clintons.
They helped Obama.
They delivered.
And though we fell short,
they delivered.
The failure is mine, not yours.
He's blaming himself. That's sad. See, I think when McCain messed up, he was a heavy Bush follower, and people are tired of Bush, you know? So that was like a turnoff.
It was his downfall. It was a big downfall.
Yeah.
I wish the outcome had been different, my friends.
It was sort of like when Al Gore ran 4 years ago, and they sort of blamed Bill Clinton for him not getting the presidency. It's kind of like the same thing.
How deeply indebted I am to you. I'm especially grateful to my wife, Cindy, my children, my dear mother, and all my family, and to the many old and dear friends who have stood by my side through the many ups and downs of this long campaign. I have always been a fortunate man, and never more so, for the love and encouragement you have given me. You know, campaigns are often harder on a candidate's
campaign. Yeah, that's enough. I'm trying to wait for Barack Obama. I hear what he's saying. Do we have any more? Well, I mean, it's sad, you know, but I truly believe that it's gospel for Obama to have won. Do we have any more callers, PB, on the line? Because I know we getting ready.
We got everybody there. Look, we got everybody that's on the line live. Look, we just turned this into a conference call. Everybody came live.
That's right.
Well, y'all came with that breaking news. Everybody came live.
I thought it was a joke. I thought it was actually a joke. I thought they were just playing, you know.
Oh,
No, they can't report nothing like that. They'll get fined if they report false information.
But you know what was so funny about it? What was so funny about it? We were just sitting up here talking about how it's rigged, it's not over, they're going to steal it. As soon as y'all said that, it popped up on the screen again.
Yeah.
That's what was so funny about it, yeah.
Well, I still say that even though McCain lost, people out here are still going to, white people are still going to start some trouble. I mean, I hope they don't. But, I mean,
the what? The white people going to start trouble? Is that what you said?
Yeah. They started, all right, first of all, look at the Gen of Six. They started trouble back last year. Now, you know, with Obama winning, they're going to, these racist people, well, put it like this. I won't say nothing else. Just tune into my show tomorrow at 9 p.m. You're really going to hear.
But you know it's a hot
really
mess.
You
have to be more optimistic than
right.
that, J-5. You feel me? Because
I'm trying
it's a lot
to
of
be,
people,
but
it's a lot of people that didn't even think Barack would make it this far. You feel
right.
me? So you can't think that negative. You feel me? What you think about, you bring about. You got to change your tone. You know what I'm saying? Don't think
right, so
that things
question.
Like that.
Okay, now real quick, y'all. Okay, I muted everybody, y'all just talking, whatever. I muted y'all real quick, and not to be mean or nothing, but we got 3 minutes remaining in the show. So with these last 3 minutes, what we're going to do is we're going to give final thoughts. Y'all, please try to keep it limited. We're going to do final thoughts, and we're going to end it with my final thought, and we're going to end it with Sugar final thought. We're going to go ahead and go to 832 real quick.
I thank you for letting me on the show. I'm happy. God is good. I'm praying for Obama and everybody else in the country.
And me too. I'm just happy to just say it's sick. Pursuit of dream, it can become a reality.
All right, y'all make sure y'all come back Thursday, because you know after a few days that we let this sit in, we gonna have to talk about this some more now.
You know it. Love you, Brown Sugar. Love you, PB.
All right, thank you for calling, Jack.
All right. Okay.
We won't let people know it.
Okay, we're gonna all take right. J5 real quick. J5, come on with your final thoughts.
Well, I put it like this. My final thoughts. Tune in tomorrow night, 9 p.m., and you will hear it. 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Trust me.
Okay, give him your link. Give him your link real quick.
Huh?
Where did you catch the show at? Give him your link.
Oh, well, just click on my name where it says J5, and save me as a favorite tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And those of you that want to hear my final thought, tune in tomorrow. If you don't tune in, that means you didn't care what my final thought is.
All right, J5.
All right. Thank you, J5, and keep it locked. Come back on Thursday. Thanks for being a loyal listener, too. All
okay,
right, Sound.
Oh,
we're going to take Sound off.
Okay, just short and sweet, man. Like I said the last 2 weeks, tonight is probably the proudest moment of my life other than my son being born and just cherishing the fact that my parents have been married for 45-plus years. Those are my top three proudest moments.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
Great show tonight.
Okay. Okay, now, Sugar, since you the host, I'm going to go ahead and get my final thoughts. I'm going to let the Queen Bee end the show on the final note. Mine's going to be quick. My final thoughts is, I told y'all, God is good. I'm done.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I can only say that I am so happy right now. I mean, I am just overcome with so much emotion, you know, tears of joy flow down my face. I'm grateful. I'm glad that I'm able to live and be a part of such a historic moment. And I just want to say, Lord, thank you for answering our prayers because,
yes.
Lord, we have suffered enough. So
yes,
thank you, Lord, for all of the children that are in America. Know that you don't have to settle for being a rapper or an athlete. You could be the president of the United States. You hear what I'm saying? And I want to hear somebody holding me back because ain't nobody.
That's
if
it.
Anyone's holding you back, it's yourself. Stop thinking
there
negative,
you go.
And you got to believe in yourself first and foremost and know that God, with God, all things are possible. So y'all be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Lava Show on Blog Talk Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all
all
make
right.
it a great night and go, Obama, go.
And come back Thursday, you hear?
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.